Okay, Rose. Okay. The topic of today's shiur is Tosefes Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim. And the Torah tells us that there's a mitzvah to add on to Shabbos and Yom Kippur. In other words, not to just start at the very end, but to be mosif. So, and the Gemara has different makoros. If you look in the Rambam on page 5, the Rambam says, "Kshem sheshvus malacha bein b'yom bein b'layla, kach shvus l'inoy bein b'yom bein b'layla." V'tzarech l'hosif mikol al hakodesh. So you have to be mosif mechol ala kodesh. It's interesting, the Rambam only says this by Yom Kippur. He doesn't have this by Shabbos. Other Rishonim say it's a mitzvah on Shabbos also to be mosif. But the Rambam only has it by Yom Kippur. And then the Rambam says in Halacha Zayin on page 6, Noshim she'ochlos v'shosus ad she'chashecha v'heim einam yodos she'mitzvah l'hosif mekol ha'kodesh eim emachim b'yodam. There's women that would eat on Erev Yom Kippur like till the end of the day, and they don't know that it's a mitzvah lahosif. So the question is, should we tell them that it's a mitzvah lahosif, or, you know, should we just let them? In other words, they're not eating on Yom Kippur; they're eating right before Yom Kippur. So, what should we do? So we don't aim the machim biyadam shelo yovel lasos bezadam. So we don't. We don't tell them, because if we tell them, they're going to do it anyway, and at least now that they do it, they're b'shogeg, because they don't know. If we tell them they don't do it, that's the concept, mutov yushogeg v'alyuhu mizidin. V'nach lehem sheyushogeg v'alyuhu mizidin v'chein kol hadom alazeh. So that is the that is what the now. The question is, what is the source for this? Where does it come from? So we have a because again, the Rambam doesn't bring it in Hilchos Shabbos. So where's the other Rishonim? Bring it even in Hilchos Shabbos. The Rambam only has this by Yom Kippur, and only for Achila and Shtia, and not for the other Inuyim. So, if you look in the Gemara in Sukkah on page 11, Chaf Ches Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, "Vatanya ha'ezroch l'rabbis ha'sanoshim ha'ezrochio shechayovus b'inoy." That the women are chayiv in inoy in Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, "What is that referring to?" So if you look on page 12, lo nitzucha el tosefes inoy. It's referring to tosefes inoy. In other words, they also have a chiyuv of Tosefes. And that's what the Pnei Yeshua says. That's the source of the Rambam from this pasuk of Ha'ezrach. Now the question is, what are you required to do to fulfill the mitzvah of Tosefes? Is it that you just stop eating early? You stop doing malacha on Friday early, or do you have to have a formal proclamation that that you're being Mosif. So the Pnei Yeshua, the Ritva on page 14 says something. This is the Ritva Shita. The Ritva Shita is that you have to do it specifically in davening. We'll take a look. Amalei l'Rav Yirmiya in Badilna Mimalocha. Aval kodem l'zeh hazman, before this time, lo mahani kabola she'oser b'melocha, v'davka she'kibel ha'shabbos b'tfilo, aval b'dibur ba'al melocha v'kabola. That you have to davka accept Shabbos b'tfilo. In other words, you daven the Friday davening when it's still technically mutar b'melocha, and you daven early. So according to the Ritva, you know, you don't find, except in the summer months, no one does that. You mean that you would have to daven Ma'ariv before Shkia, because it's dafka through Tefillah that you have to do it. So Pashas is, many point out, that we don't paskin like the Ritva. Because the Ritva says, B'dibor ba'alma lo havi kabbalah. In other words, if you just, you're just saying it, B'dibor, you don't have Kabbalah. That's not a Kabbalah. And on page 15, it says, "V'tosevizeh einu b'dvarim b'bidul melacha b'vad, ela sheyosifenu b'dvarim shel kedusha o b'tfila o b'kiddush." So here, this, it's the same person, same Ritva. This is the Ritva in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. That was the Ritva in Masechta Brachos. He says that you mosiv b'dvarim shel kedusha b'tfila o b'kiddush. But you can't just say I'm mekabel Shabbos, or you can't just say, In other words, there are a couple of possibilities. One possibility is, who says you need any formal declaration? Maybe you just stop doing malacha early. Well, the other possibility is that that you have to have a certain verbal declaration. And the Ritva is saying, no, not only a verbal declaration, but you have to have very specific, that dafka b'kiddush, not just tam a verbal declaration, kiddush or tefillah, etc. So you look in the Chayyadam, so the Chayyadam says, "Avogav nogim sheim mekabel Shabbos al b'mizbah shir b'borchu mikol mokum lo toliv zeh. Tafiu lo yispal klal mikol mokum kevin shu erech hatzi shah kodem halayla m'meila chala lov Shabbos." So he says a chiddush. You don't even have to be mekabel till Sefer Shabbos. Till Shabbos happens by itself. So a half an hour before night, whether you want it or not, it's Tosefa Shabbos. That's also a very big kiddush. That you don't even if you don't weren't Makambil. It's just that before the half an hour, then you have to be Makambil. But the minimum, like Rav Shechter is into the half an hour before, for Tosefa Shabbos. But he says that, in other words, so according to the Ritva, you can't do a malacha a half an hour before Shabbos, even if you weren't mekabel Shabbos. That's a tremendous chumrah. But if you want to accept even more than the half an hour, then you have to mekabel. Either mizmor shir liyom Shabbos, tefillah, hadlakas neiros. He says, "V'hamon am toim ma'od v'osim malacha ad alayla." Some people think, oh, I can do malacha till night, well, whenever Shkia or whatever she took, huh? And I'm fine because I wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. So he says, "Hey, Mechal Shabbos, Vandonim Godol." So these people are Mechal Shabbos because Tosefa Shabbos is Chal. This is a tremendous Chumrah. We don't usually assume like this. But Tosefa Shabbos is Chal. If you hold like the Groh, it means a half an hour before Shkia. If you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, it's a half an hour before Shkia Shnia. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam, we're not going to get into all the details. You have to come to my regular shiur for that. The 58 and a half minutes after Shkia, between 58 and a half and 72 is the Ben HaShmashos, and then a half an hour before that. But he says people who are doing Malacha till the very end, even though they weren't Mekabel Shabbos, hey Mechale Shabbos v'avonom godol. V'yasher chele ha'yisim m'sakin shetekev shesimu mincha b'veis ha'kneses. So he said, if it was up to me, soon as mincha is over, yelchu ha'shamashim b'rechovos, the shamashim should go into the streets and make an announcement, hadlik laner, kemo shaminig b'kila kadisha prag. And if you don't do it right away, you don't light candles right then, you're Mechal Shabbos, because it's Tosefa Shabbos, even if you weren't Mechabel. So we have like two extremes here. The Ritva says, you dafka have to be Mechabel Shabbos, what? Through tefillah. You need it, you need the Mechabel, and a specific way how to be Mechabel. And the Chayodam says what? That it's Tosefa Shabbos is Chal Mamela. And he says it's like a half an hour. And if you want to do Mekabel more, then you Mekabel yourself. And they should make an announcement that if you don't light the candles right away, then you can't light the candles anymore. Wow. That's a tremendous chiddush. Now, there is a Shita of the Mordechai here on page 17 where the Mordechai says there are halachas that are during Bein HaShmashos you're allowed to do certain dinim derabbanan, right? They won't go there certain things like making an Erev Chatzeros or things like that. Because lo gozru shvus bein hashmashos. For din erev tashilin tzofech hasheichem ma'arvin. Pasuk Rabbein Yohu adin lachar tfilas arvin shicholim la'arvin im yomu danias baruch kutkiyas shofar. Tchonim tzofech hasheichem mekabim shabbos letokim kidei lausim michol ala kodesh. So the question is like this. What if, is this din that the word goes as shvus bein hashmashos, does that apply only if you weren't Mekabel Shabbos early? But maybe if you're Mekabel Shabbos early, then you're Mekabel Shabbos. So it's like a Vaday Shabbos, so then you don't get the kula of bein hashmashos. Or is it even if you were Mekabel? So that's what he quotes different opinions here. Rabbeinu Yoel, he says, the Kodem Savichel, you Mekabel Shabbos, v'afil hochi matir. In other words, the first opinion says, even if you Mekabel Shabbos, it's still mutter to do the things that are mutter during Bein HaShmashos. V'adin achar anias barchu. Rabbeinu Yoel, that's Rabbeinu Yoel. So Rabbeinu Yoel is Mekel, right? That you could still do the things that are mutter. However, Shuvot Tzatzim B'Shem Rabbeinu Shmarya, Shorokein Vevi Raya, Kemosh Evi Rabbeinu Yoel, Miksas Talmidov Osru. And other Talmidim said, no. For Amr D'yesh Chilach Ben Kibel of Shabbos, Lo Kibel. That there's a difference. If you Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia, then you don't get the coolers of Ben Shmoshes anymore. So that's the question. Oh, and in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in different places. You look here at page 19, the top line here. He says, Achar Anias Baruchu, page 19, on top line, Afu Bishadai Yomhu, Ein Marvim and Tobim Shem Takibul Vashabas Aleim. Achar Anias Baruchu, Afu Bishadai Yomhu, Ein Marvim and Tobim. If the Baruchu, so you can't do the Darabonans because they were Mekabel Shabbos. So Memela, so this opinion in the Shulchan Aruch says that once you were Mekabel Shabbos, then we don't give you the kulas of what? Of Bein HaShmoshos. That's what it says in Reish Samach Aleph. However, there's another Shulchan Aruch in Shin Tzadi Beis in page 23 that says Echad Eruv Chatzeres Echad Shituv Mevuos Ma'arvin Nosam Ben Hashmashos. Afilu Im Kvar. Afilu Im Kvar Kibel. I love Tosefa Shabbos. That it's Mutter. V'yesh Omre Osrim. So here he has two opinions. In Reish Samach Aleph, he only has one opinion that it's Osir. In Shin Tzadi Beis, Shin Tzadi Gimel, he has two opinions. So what's the pshat? So there's a famous Dogel Mervava, No de Behuda, that there are two types of Kabbalah Tosefa Shabbos. Take a look on page 21. And you see Dogel Mervava on the left side in the small print on the top. Muska Basir, maybe Bay's day is Bazaar. And near it, Hashem Ka'omar, Shekibel Tosefa Shabbos. Umayish Amr Befeish and Makabal Tosefa Shabbos. In Kevo and Kipil Rak Isser Esse. Shem Hachi Yish Lahakel. He says that the opinion that says you can do Malacha, there are two types of Kabbalah Tosefa Shabbos. One is just Makabal Tosefa Shabbos, as opposed to be Makabal the Etzem HaShabbos. If you're Makabal Tosefa Shabbos, so then you could still be Makel in the Darabonis. And the Shita of here, it's talking about if you mekabel Tosefa the Kedusha Shabbos, then that's the halacha here, where he says it's Osir. He doesn't quote the two opinions. So that's the famous answer of the Dogel Mervava. How come in one place the Shulchan Aruch quotes two opinions? And the other place he doesn't, because one place you mekabel the Etzem HaShabbos, and one place you only mekabel Tosefa Shabbos. And if you mekabel Tosefa Shabbos, that's more lenient. That's the two opinions. And you mekabel the Etzem HaShabbos, they're not. Well, so if you look in the Sefer, there's a Sefer called Tosefa Shabbos. See, take a look on page 18, Tosefa Shabbos. Unfortunately, it's not as used. Aaron Cutler, I heard from Rav Naftali Beer from the Boston Colo, right? He said, Rav Aaron Cutler said, just like when you're learning Choshen Mishpat, you should learn with the Ktzos, so too when you learn Aruch Chaim, you should learn with Tosefa Shabbos. So it's a classic Sefer. Some people never heard of it, but it's a classic Sefer. So he says, he asked the question, the same question of the No de Behuda, how come one place the Mechaber quotes two opinions or the other place not? But then he writes, Umashma, the arrow on the left, on the right. Umashma divrei Mordechai. The field man number Tosefes Shabbos Doraisa had a davar kibel alav. So he says Tosefes Shabbos, you have to be mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. Have a low kibel alav af shebitel mitzvahs esay. So he disagrees with the Chayonim. Chayonim says Tosefes Shabbos is chal even bal korcho. This is page 19. Tosefes Shabbos even chal bal korcho. That was the Chayonim, right? The Ritva says you need what a kabbalah and dafka kiddush. So the Mordechai says no, it's not bal korcho. If you want mekabel, there's no Tosefes Shabbos, but you mechuyev to be mekabel. And if you're not mekabel, it's like you didn't put on tefillin today. You know, you didn't do your mevatel mitzvah. So, and the other shita that holds like this, that you have to be dafka b'mekabel, is the Chelkas Yoav on page 20. He says, v'kasafti b'mokom acher, the Iker Inyan Tosefesh at Sifsa Torah, Eina Kavana Sheyaskel Ashvisa Mikod Memela. It's not that you should stop doing Malacha right away. I mean early. Raka Mitzvah Sheod Midas Asmi Kabbalah Tosefesh. He has to be Mikaba. He says, because we have a Pasuk that's, what's his Raya? Because we have a Pasuk that says, Ha'ezrach, the rabbis noshim, right? The noshim have a chiyuv of Tosefes Yom Kippur. So if Yom Kippur is memela, so then you know the Pnei Yeshua has a famous yisod that when we say noshim a potter for mitzvah sese shas mangroma, that's only if they have to do a maisa, then they're potter like lulav sukkah. But things that are shev al tase, then the chayev. So he says, "Kavar kosev a prei Yeshua, the noshim einem peturim mitzvah seses hazman grama." Nachshev al tase kitfilin. In other words, they're only potter from things that they have to. Men have to do an action they don't do. But if the whole thing is there's no action, so if you want to say Tosefes Shabbos happens by itself, so then of course they're chayiv. But the fact that you need a special pasuk to tell me that Noshim Machayiv is mashma that what? That they have to do an action, and I might think it's Mitzvah Seses Shazaman Groma, so there's potter. Mashulon that they're chayiv. L'chene Yisachudan Noshim Pturim. Mirkabal Tosefes. So Chamash Malon that they chayv, Sarach Kabel Shabbos Kodim. So that's the idea that they have to do a Maisa to make Kabel Shabbos. Nashim Mitzuvim Al Rechitz of Sichem. Svach Nishkol Shabbos Al Shas. For the Daiti the Mitzvah Rach She Kabel Lav Hatosefes. Akachay Asal Daiti Nashim Pturim Mil Kabel Tosefes. So those two shitas, the Tosefes Shabbos, like Rav Gutman points out, the Tosefes Shabbos and the what? And the Chelkas Yoav say that you have to mekabel Shabbos. If you're not mekabel Shabbos, then you didn't do the mitzvah. The Ritva says you have to do mekabel in a certain way. They're not saying you have to mekabel in a certain way. So again, the Chayodim says it's chal me'elov, at least a half an hour. The Ritva says you have to mekabel and dafka through tefillah. Well, Kiddush. And the what? The Chelkas Yoav and the Chayodim say what? That you have to be Mekabel, not necessarily through Tefillah. You can just say, Hanreini Mekabel Lai Kedusha Shabbos. But the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says no. On page 25. and the Kuntres Achron on the bottom. He says, "Uchigam beven haben shmoshes hu bechal tosefes." Balkocha afim hu yom kaven shu somach lachashech mamish. Vavsha shol kiblu rei mekubal v'omen hu mehar Sinai. Vafil hachi tiru shvusim. Kol shekem b'tosefes shemekabal midaito. V'o d'chol ha-mekabal tosefes, ha-daita tosefes rachmona ka-mekabal. V'o yosek. So, if you want to see here, to see it, so what is the Alter Rebbe saying? The Alter Rebbe is saying that you have to make, if you take a look, it explains it here on page 29 in the Sefer Chaim Lachag. He says, "Masosi shakosu came lehedya," on the right side on the bottom, page 29, Sefer Chaim Lachag, Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman. "Patasi shakane le tok rav dumi the tok she kabbalah be pebble vad, lo be tfila." Those whose man shall ikar tosef is mamish, ain't a tzorich kabbalah befevish, befiv, and a kubb of omen har Sinai, be mitzvah sesay shall tosef is. Otali kabba kabbalosu befiv. He says, no, the minimum of tosefis is chal by itself. He's saying that the if you want to be mekabel more, you have to do bepeh. But what? The Shulchan Aruch Rav says the minimum tosefes is you just don't do malacha. You don't eat. You don't have to be mekabel. It's mekubel from Har Sinai. Harehu mekubel v'omim Har Sinai. So you don't have to be mekabel. It's if you want to do extra, then you have to be mekabel. Now there's a Mishnah Brura that seems to say on page 27. Rotzon lososu hayno al yidei dibur shu mekabel ol the shem tosef. It's only day amira. So it's mashma that you have to be mekabel. There's dibur amira. So some point out, like Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman on page 29, fisa nira the gamash of a Mishnah Brura. Then he says the Mishnah Brura. In other words, what he's saying is, some people quote this Mishnah Brura to say, "Oh, you have to verbalize every Friday. You have to make sure to say Hareini Mekabel Lai Kedusha Shabbos before Shkia." So Rav Chaim Kalman Gutman and Rabbi Tzarfati likes to point this out as well. That he's not saying that. He's saying that if you want to mekabel more tosefes Shabbos, then you could say bedibur. But if you just want to do the minimum, have a low myri klaba etzem mitzvah tosefes Shabbos itself, you just don't do malacha. She'ena mosif al hazman shi'ar mechuyiv min haTorah. So these shitas, the Alter Rebbe and the Mishnah Brura, as he's pointing out, hold that you don't have to be mekabel at all, and that's what most people do, because most people they come to shul Friday night very close to Shabbos, they're saying mincha almost to the buzzer, so they're not being mekabel Shabbos yet, but they're not doing malacha either, so. So there's what to rely on. Rav Moshe Bick held that way. That you, as long as you're not doing malacha before, because then there's a whole problem that if you mekabel Shabbos, maybe, like Rav Shechter pointed out, maybe you're not allowed to daven mincha afterwards. So how are you going to do it? So the pashut pshat is that since you're not doing malacha during that time, of before Shkia. So then, even though you're davening mincha then, but l'maisi, you're not doing malacha. So that's okay. It wouldn't be good according to the Sefer Tosefer Shabbos, and maybe not according to the Ritva, but according to others, it would be okay, even according to the Mishnah Berurah. That's what Rav Tzafati always points out, Rav Grubman points out. The Mishnah only meant that if you want to be mosiv more than just the bare minimum, a little bit, a couple of minutes, so then you got the mitzvah in. You didn't do malacha. Okay, 5-10 minutes before Shkia, you did the mitzvah.
Could it work at all if when you come to shul for mincha, you say makavo sefer Shabbos, but not etzem Shabbos, and then that mincha, and then
it still could be. So he writes here, Rav Gutman, page 31. Fiza osi shapir mashenogim is manenu b'harbe mekomus l'spal tfilas arvis lo b'baruchu b'shak v'gizman shal vade layla. A lot of shuls, they're only saying baruchu, it's already night. So how are they mekayim tosef Shabbos? So he says, v'chokha chala lov mitzvahs tosef ha-bechuyu b'lo kabbalah b'peh. To be ege mitzvahs tosef ha-ein atzorach kabbalah b'feirish. He says, so that's the minhag ha-olam. The minhag ha-olam is that you don't have to be mekabel Shabbos. Some people, you know, come to shul early before Yom Kippur. They say the tefillah zaka. So some point out, like Rav Shechter points out, one of the things you accomplish to tefillah zaka is your mekabel Tosefes Yom Kippur. But he says that. You really don't need to do that. He says, Aval, page 32, on the right. Amir tefillah zaka kodem bein ha-shmashos. Al-koparim nirav de'ein chiv l'kacho dafka kodem shabakdush l'yom. Tevali mitzvahs tosefes yom ha-kipurim kala al-odem me'atzmo. Kimo etzim mitzvahs hayom shal yom ha-kipurim. Yom ha-kipurim atzmo chivos ha-torah ha-kadoshu l'kacho etzim hayom b'chikisosu kumo b'shabas. B'shabas atzmo ha-lo matzinu yesh inyan l'hadeh lo ולהקדים את הקידוש. So he says that you really don't, your whole kaddish, yeah. Ein chiv lakdim amir tefillah zaka kodem bein ha-shmashos. So in some places, like here, they're very machbid, you should say tefillah zaka dafka before bein ha-shmashos. So he's saying that, but the fact that before bein ha-shmashos, you already stopped eating, and you already stopped all the hamishinuyim. So you don't have to go crazy, you know, to do it, before Bein HaShemashos. According to the Sefer Tosefer Shabbos, then you have to be Mekabel, Dafke Bepeh, right? So then you have to be Mekabel. So then, according to that, you should have to say the Kabbalah Bepeh, and before Shkia. There's a pre-Megadim that's very interesting on page 33 that says that he discusses also this question about if you mekabel Shabbos, can you still do the Shvusim? So he says, Ayin levush, ve'elir rabo, chilek, kan mayi b'tzibu shekibel Shabbos, v'kan mayi b'yochid. Another chilek. Between Kabbalah Shabbos of v'yochid and Kabbalah Shabbos b'tzibu. That if a yachid is mekabel Shabbos is more kal, so then he can do perhaps he can do the shvusim. But if the tzibur is mekabel, then they shouldn't do the shvusim anymore. So that's I think Rav Abadi told me once from Rav Abadi Yosef that if a person is mekabel Shabbos, he said he's mekabel Shabbos yachid, and then he said, oh, I didn't daven mincha yet. Then he could daven mincha because it was only a Kabbalah Shabbos of a yachid. And the Pre-Megadim has this distinction between Kabbalah Shabbos HaYochid and Kabbalah Shabbos B'tzibur. Now, the question is also, one question that's asked is Kol Nidre. Now, Kol Nidre, you know, so how does it work? Look on page 34. He says, Nogim lomar kol nidre, vod yom. So we're being referring, the question is, Magarav Avod Avodanum Masnin Allah Haba, because Mokam Domik Tzas Lafars Nadar, Shain, Mafirim, Beshabbos Viyontif. So we're getting rid of the Nadar, so how do you do that on Shabbos or Yontif on Yom Kippur? He says, if Tosefes Yom Kippur is Min HaTorah, right, so then how do you say Kol Nidre? So he says that maybe the idea is that Acha Anias Baruch Hu Avu Pisha Dain Yomu Eim Arvin. Mishnah Brewer, Mishnah Havi Tchilas Arvis, Kacha Kol Parshim Rimalacha. So he says that the Prima Godim said what we just said before, page 35, the paragraph we said, the Prima Godim, Kosov L'chalek Ben Kabbal Yochel Kabbal Sibur. So when you say Kabbalah Mizmor Shir, the Havi Kabbalah Sibur, everyone's saying Mizmor Shir. So then that's a stronger Kabbalah than all the Shavusim Arasa, than all to Ataris Nadarim. Aval Tosefes Yom Kippurim, either that you stop Malacha, even if you say Tefillah Zaka, even though everyone's saying that, but that's a Yochid. It's not a Tzibur. Mizmor Shir is the whole Tzibur. Everyone, every Yochid is saying Tefillah Zaka, that's only, so that's not Chal Lagabe the Shvusim. So to be made for a Neder, that should be a Shvus. So if the Tzibur is Makabel, then you wouldn't be able to say Kol Nidre anymore. So that's what we do. We're only Mekabal Yechidim, as Yechidim, we're Mekabal. So if you hold, you need Kabbalah, so you're doing it. But everyone's doing it privately to himself. So then it works very well. So then it's not Kabbalah Sibur, then we could still do it. So really, that works in very well. Kabbal Tosef is Yom Kippur Brod Yom, but you can still say Kol Nidre, because it's a Kabbal Sayochid. It's not a... So let's just review. So this is very important for every Shabbos of the year. In other words, there's a bit of Kabbal Tosef Shabbos. According to the Rambam, it's only by Yom Kippur for Achil and Shtia. But we bring down the other shittas, that it's every Shabbos. So how do you do the mitzvah? So some people, the Ritva says you have to do it with Kiddush and Tefillah. The Chayodim says it's Chal Memela. So the half an hour before Shabbos starts, you already have to, even if you weren't saying you were Mekabel, it's Chal Memela. And if you want to do more than that, you have to Mekabel. So Pashas, we don't pass like the Ritva. Pashas, we don't pass like Chayodim. And then Tosef Shabbos, the Sefer Tosef Shabbos says you have to be Mekabel, the Peh. And if you're not, you mevatel the mitzvah. The Chalkas Yoav says like that also. And the other sheet of the Shulchan Aruch Harav and the Mishnah Brura is that it's chal by itself. So therefore, you don't have to mekabel anything. You just don't do melacha, like Rav Bik said. The Gemara says bedilna. You just don't do melacha, and then you can daven mincha, during that time also. And it's no stira, because it didn't just be bold and melacha. Don't do melacha on Yom Kippur. Don't eat, and you're okay before Shkia. You don't eat for some time, and then you're fine. And what about Kol Nidre? Because we're gonna, in other words, we're already not doing melacha and not eating before Kol Nidre, right, when we stopped eating. But the answer is that Kabbalah that we have is a Kabbalah Sayochid, and according to the Prima Godim, Kabbalah Sayochid is still Mutar de Shmusim. That's how it says here in this Sefer, it's quoting from the Sefer Avnei Shai. So if somebody wants to be Machmir and be Mekabel Shabbos Bepeh, after he davens Mincha, he could say, Hareini Mekabel like Kedusha Shabbos. But if someone doesn't, it's not right, like Rabbi Tzofati points out, it's not right to say that he was Mavata la Mitzvah, because he's still so mech on the sheet is that it's Chal Memela, and therefore you don't have to be Mekabel, you just should be Purish Mimelacha. Okay, so this is an important point, just not only for Yom Kippur, but for every Shabbos of the year. Gemar Chasim and Toivim. must be going.
That's one of his pet peeves.
Okay, come on, let's walk out. Okay?